The Fort Road Federation's question and answer session with Jack Lee, the president and chief executive of Minnesota Brewing and Gopher State Ethanol, drew many more people than could fit into the Federation's overheated boardroom. So the meeting was moved outside to the parking lot, where, along with the cooling breeze, there wafted the tangy, pungent scent that these neighbors know too well. Sometimes they shouted to be heard over the street traffic. Other times they just shouted.
About the dissolved contaminants in the CO2.
Is the fine going to stop cancer?
I'm not sticking up for their company.
Let the man explain, please.
Ma'am, let the man explain.
The big brick brewery has loomed over West 7th Street since 1855, but residents say there was a big change in the neighborhood this spring when the plant began ethanol production. The plant's air quality expert says the smell is a combination of fatty acids and alcohols. Neighbors say it stinks, it's ruined their barbecues, kept them indoors, and some believe it's hurting their health. Alice Stallman is a native of the area.
The biggest concern is, for us, it's really reduced the quality of our living neighborhood. The smell literally makes people nauseous.
Bob Goddard says the smell has made his asthma symptoms worse. Goddard, who circulated a petition opposing the ethanol production, says health implications are not the only neighborhood concern.
People are also worried about property values. I mean, who's going to want to move into a neighborhood like that? And there's people that are talking about moving already, like that woman talking up front, because they're so sick, they almost have to leave.
Gopher State Ethanol is the only one of Minnesota's 14 ethanol plants located in a city. Odor complaints have not been a problem in rural areas. At a June meeting, company president and CEO Jack Lee promised neighbors that he would take steps to reduce the noise and odor from the plant. Lee says a muffler installed since then is less effective than he'd hoped, and he plans to add to it to limit noise. He says a larger scrubber installed last week has reduced the odor.
We disconnected the old scrubber Thursday at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and we got the new one in place about 5 o'clock Friday afternoon. And between those hours, we had tremendous number of people calling with concerns over the odor. We haven't had, since it's been in, we haven't had one call.
Lee says by the end of next week, he hopes to complete installation of a carbon dioxide recovery facility that his engineers say will not just reduce but eliminate the odor problem. Lee says he thinks residents of the area are generally supportive of the brewery and its $24 million ethanol venture.
I think the majority of the folks in the neighborhood really recognize the brewery as a vital part of the neighborhood, and they would like to see us succeed. I think there's a certain element that would like to drive us out of business, but that's the minority.
The latter group was well represented at the Ford Road Federation's meeting.
Whatever your investments are.
Matthew and Negan Mose watched the meeting as prospective residents of the neighborhood. They've signed a purchase agreement to buy one of the newly constructed townhomes down the street from the brewery and expect to close the deal next month. Matthew says brewery management seems to be making a good faith effort to deal with the problem.
I do sympathize with Jack Lee right now. He's taken a lot of abuse, and it certainly seems as if he's making a lot of efforts that a lot of businesses don't, and trying to present information clearly to people. Obviously, the emotions have been running really high at the meeting this evening, and it's been counterproductive at times.
But listening to the concerns of residents while breathing the plant's odor left Megan Mose nervous about their impending move into the area.
We signed a purchase agreement before we ever heard about the ethanol, and now just standing here even for an hour, my eyes are stinging, my throat hurts, and I'm really concerned that we may have made a bad decision. And I certainly appreciate the plant being here today talking about it, but I don't have a lot of faith that they're going to fix the problem 100%.
Members of a group called the West 7th Clean Air Association are pushing for the plant to be shut down until the odor problem can be solved. Lee says working on the smell requires that the plant be operating. He says he hopes to have the carbon dioxide recovery facility in place by July 22nd. I'm William Wilcoxon, Minnesota Public Radio.